starting with the line, thus you see.
I think that perhaps we will do this now. Akoka, yeah, who's in charge? Where is he? Can you tell us
about the mirror?
Yeah, the mirror congress in Petah Tikva. Until as long as everyone's here. And after that we have... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with respect to the Mir Congress here in Petah Tikva, we will gather Saturday morning. If we can show the slide, so everyone can see the schedule. We'll gather Saturday morning, the 15th. You can go to the next slide. Friday is a standard activity. Next slide.
Move to the next slide.
Good. Saturday, we gather at 2 a.m. for a gathering of friends. This is the official start of the Congress, and we'll be together until 6:30. This will include the first lesson of the Congress, the lesson summary, a meal, then there's a break in the East Coast, in the Eastern Hemisphere, Western Hemisphere, they're going to sleep. We come back at 3:30 in the afternoon for a gathering of friends. This is seemingly the second day of the Congress. For us, it's still Saturday. So starting at 3:30 p.m., a gathering of friends, then second lesson until 6:30, and we conclude the activity at 8 p.m. This includes also the meal.
Wait, we have here the lesson from 8:30 to 11, yeah?
I'm just saying what's happening in Petah Tikva. So 8 p.m., the official activity in Petah Tikva is concluded. However, whoever wants can stay and watch the third lesson. There's going to be a space for friends to stay connected to the Congress. The activities continue at 2:20 on Sunday. Sunday 2:20 is preparation for the lesson number 4, and then lesson number 4 until 4:30, and then there's a lesson summary, and then the activities are concluded at 5 a.m. Israel time. And so, from Petah Tikva's perspective...
Yes, when we give that lesson?
We plan to, once lesson number 4 ends, to play lesson number 3. And we can continue it also on Sunday, before or after YH.
So we have a gathering of friends here.
Yes, we'll find a place to introduce it. But the lesson number 3 is there. There is lesson 3. We're not canceling it, but whoever can't won't be there.
Wait, so and how do we go through the fourth lesson?
This is that's the regular schedule. Everything is the regular schedule. The only thing is that officially, lesson 3, we will not participate in it. But lesson 3 is happening. It's happening from 8:30 until 11 p.m.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Meaning, we have a problem with that lesson only. Lesson 3.
I can explain the consideration. The question was to continue with lesson 3 and skip lesson 4 or go to lesson 4. So the consideration was, in order to not harm the routine,
you can continue until 11 p.m.
In general, yeah. But
no, the day after you won't come to the lesson. Can you continue like that? Is it better? Who's in favor of that? And who thinks it's better the other way around, to go to sleep early? Well, still, there's an amount. what to do. And what if you go to sleep in that lesson, so you'll wake up without lesson 4, right? And when will you hear lesson 4? Like when you come together in lesson 4. I would do it like this. I would cancel the world the gathering in the evening, what for? And then from 6 to 7 p.m., I would do the fourth lesson. Just 2 hours from 7 to 9. Or 6 to 8 or something, whatever you feel. When is it convenient? 6 or 7? Who's in favor of 6? Who's in favor of 7? So 6. Well, you work, okay, you have patience, the rest are healthy.
Huh?
6:30 to 8:30, okay, so I'm writing. 6:30 to 8:30, we have lesson 4. Lesson 4, okay. So,
Rav, זה מדובר על פתח תקווה או על כל העולם מה שעכשיו אתה אומר?
Rav, you talking about פתח תקווה or the whole world, what you're saying? I'm talking about the group that's here. I can't say every group is...
אם אתם שואלים אותי, אני חייב להיות בכל השיעורים.
If you ask me, I have to be in all the lessons. So, to me, they're all where when they are. So in short, the fourth lesson, you do it at the evening. And the third lesson, from 8:30 to 11. Yeah? Yeah, okay. Every 10 is responsible that their friends will be in the right place. You have to listen to the lesson with the 10, inside the 10. Not alone, or separately, or in any other way. Yes, Chaim.
בזמן שאנחנו נשמע כאן, נראה כאן שיעור רביעי, מה יעשה שאר העולם?
When we will watch the fourth lesson, what will the rest of the world do? The rest of the world just was in a congress, and I guess that they're resting. They'll be have a day off. They won't do a World Assembly of Friends. If they have time and place and whatever, I don't know in what way they want it or not, they can do it, and then you won't be a part of it. I don't know. Yes, New York wants to say something, please.
No, ma omer mashu. Yes, tergum? Ain't tergum, lo omer.
We don't hear you.
Tov, az New York minutak.
Okay, so New York is disconnected.
No. She in a sort pam.
Let them try again. No, he's hearing me and we don't hear him. Send us a letter. In 2 weeks, it'll come in the post mail. No, write quickly. We can read it if you write quickly. Yes, Chaim. Maybe in order to avoid separating Petach Tikva and the rest of the world, we can do a regular World Assembly of Friends a bit earlier. And after that, which is only 45 minutes, Petach Tikva can stay to watch the lesson together. 45 minutes? I didn't understand. Yeah, the gathering of friends is 45 minutes, and after that, the Petach Tikva group can stay and watch the lesson. So you'll go home, yeah, at 9:15 p.m.
Ma. No, ma yesh ma omer.
Yeah, what is he saying? He says that the World Assembly of Friends is a part of the Congress. It's a conclusion of the Congress. Okay, so in short, like you now think, first assembly of friends, and then lesson four. Yeah? Three we watch live. Okay? Akoka, correct. Fix all the schedule, and then... Yeah, but we have to bump it earlier. Is it comfortable for the whole world? I don't know if it's comfortable for the whole world. But otherwise, we'll be finishing the lesson at around 10 p.m. Right now, according... Why does it say here, what is this virtual lesson here? This is your webinar. So we won't do the webinar. What can I do? Or it's unrelated. It's unrelated, okay. And then... Yes, Chaim. That's unrelated. This whole schedule item on Sunday is the World Assembly of Friends. You're not taking part in that. And after that, it's a recorded lesson. And also, it's a Sunday because it's more flexible because people overseas don't work. So, in short, Mr. Akoka, you need to arrange things and give us a fixed schedule. Now, Mr. Sailor. Yeah, we want to talk about the next big convention that is happening in February. We're beginning to prepare for it. Teams are already working. Yeah, and we can show the slide. This is a congress that we are looking at it as a week of congress, which is from February 14, where we'll have a congress in a place called Ship in the Desert. It's not the same place where we used to do with the antelopes. It's a closer. Teams of electricians and other maintenance people are already going there to set it up. And it'll be a men convention. Women will be in their place at the same time. We are concluding that on Shabbat, and then Sunday, Monday we'll do preparations, and on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we will have the World Kabbalah Convention in the Exhibition Gardens. So really, this whole week of Congress begins on Thursday and ends on Thursday. The idea is that like in any place in the world where there's a Congress, if it's in Russia, then the Russian group is the host. If it's New York, then the American group is the host. And here, the entire Israeli Kli is invited to participate in the whole process from beginning to end.
The Israeli Kli has undergone a great deal of crystallization, and it will host this Congress, including participation in the content and everything. We will, our wishes for the friends from the Point in the Heart will come two more days. We want everyone to participate and take part in this Congress. And for that, we're already started the processes. The idea is that after the Desert Congress, the 3 days will be dedicated to... The first day will be the day of the groups in Israel and the world. The second day will be about hosting of beginners. And the third day will have to do with work with people of Israel or the message of the people of Israel to the world. If it's about anti-Semitism, it's about all the reasons for the crisis around the world, and accordingly the guests that we'll invite during these evenings. So this is the Congress we're going to be in. Again, a week of Congress, not 3 days as we had before. That's it.
What is the program of the Congress itself? The ship in the desert, that's probably unification. But the Congress in the exhibition gardens?
Oh, yeah, Senka. Yeah, Senka is in Peter. He's teaching there. In general, we wanted to wait for after the virtual Congress in order to present it to the entire society.
Yeah, okay, we'll wait. We'll wait also. Well, okay. Senka? Yeah, we'll wait. Very good. Okay. So we have these events coming up, and now we're moving to the article, the